Hi, it's Will Brinson time, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com. We have a dog on his hat today. Very excited for that. Pick Six podcast moderator. All right, let's start with Baker Mayfield. So I don't know what you've heard or is there anything other than he's just not that good, so we don't need him. But why are teams waiving a quarterback who doesn't create issues on December 5th?
It's a good question.
Thank you.
Like, it doesn't seem necessary to waive him. I mean, I'm guessing there was something going on behind the scenes.
It has to be, right? Know about.
Yeah, I mean, it was like Baker complaining. I don't.
Maybe.
Or Baker. It could also be a situation where, I mean, maybe they get the sense that Jimmy Garoppolo's injury would open something up for Baker in San Francisco. Poor Christian McCaffrey can't escape him.
Right. I understand that, but why are you here trying to help somebody else out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be more like you're throwing Baker a bone. Well, also, by cutting him, you fully guarantee that you won't have the fifth round pick that you give up for him won't become a fourth round pick, which is if you
play 70- you controlled that anyway by not playing him.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, like the Commandos have the same issue with Carson Wentz. Like, he's not, people are like, well, maybe we'll see some more Wentz. It's like, Wentz ain't going to the field again. Like,
he's- Plus, they're better with Taylor Heineke.
Correct. Yeah.
So I'm at a loss for this, but is Baker Mayfield going to show up in Christian McCaffrey's locker room? It makes sense with Jimmy Garoppolo and a broken foot.
They signed Josh Johnson off the Broncos practice squad. The 49ers did on Sunday afternoon, which is kind of incredible because now Josh Johnson's Wikipedia page says San Francisco 49ers, parenthesis, fourth stint, close yeah. parenthesis. Like, four stints with the 49ers.
He's been everywhere, Josh Johnson.
Yeah, he's been playing like four, I think it's like 14 teams or something like that.
He's with the hot minute. I think he's with the Jets. Wasn't he with the Panthers for a hot minute?
I believe so, yeah. It's actually, we did this game on the podcast, the Pick Six podcast. I can't remember when, but it was like, we were like guessing. It's like, can you guess all of Josh Johnson's teams that he's played for? I mean, I'm not saying we should do it now. I'm just saying it's like kind of funny.
Tampa, I don't know. Cincinnati, I'm throwing teams at.
San Francisco. I'll list them real quick. I'm gonna read the list of teams that this is in chronological order that Josh Johnson has played for. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, San Francisco 49ers, Sacramento Mountain Lions, Cleveland Browns, Cincinnati Bengals, San Francisco 49ers second time, Cincinnati Bengals second time, New York Jets, Indianapolis Colts, Buffalo Bills, Baltimore Ravens, New York Giants, Houston Texans, Oakland Raiders, Washington R's, San Diego Fleet, Detroit Lions, that's still the first time, Los Angeles Wildcats, San Francisco 49ers third time, New York Jets
second time,
Baltimore Ravens second time. San Francisco 49ers fourth time.
2022 to present.
He was an XFL passing leader in 2020.
Was he really? It was like PJ Walker, right?
Four-time all Pioneer Football League.
Excellent. Member. Yeah, University of San Diego. Did he play for Jim Harbaugh at USD?
Yeah, I believe.
Look at that. I bet Jim Harbaugh is glad he didn't take the Vikings job. All right, let's although the Vikings are doing very well. Good win for them over the red zone allergic New York Jets.
Speaking of quarterbacks who are moving on, shout out to Devin Leary.
Yeah.
Enter the transfer portal.
Yep.
Will always be one of the Wolfpack finest.
Oh, favorites. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I wish him nothing but the best luck in wherever he lands next year. And I don't think it's crazy that he could still get drafted.
This year? Yeah, but it wouldn't be. I think he's going to stay in college one more year.
Probably. He's trying to boost the draft stock house.
Yeah. Plus, we were just talking to Joe Giglio about this. NIL money can be real depending on where you go. Right?
Absolutely.
For a guy who was as good as he was last year.
I haven't heard of that Giglio guy. What does he do?
He covers all things. He gambles, mostly.
He spends his time doing a spreadsheet for G4.
He's asking me about World Cup soccer bets. All right, I just want to get in a little bit more. I know the Panthers were off this week, and we're going to break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. If there's one thing he can do, that's beat the Chicago Bears. the Panthers now have Darnold and Walker. It was funny because after the game last week, Darnold talked about basically compiling a resume. Is there a chance that Darnold is here? I would rather see. My guess is that P.J. Walker might be better suited to just being like the furniture at Bank of America Stadium as opposed to Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I mean, the one problem is, and I've pointed this out before, like, I think the current regime likes P.J. Walker fine, but, you know, he's a Matt Rhule guy. Like, he played for him at Temple.
Right.
That's sort of why he got brought into Carolina in the first place. Now, it all depends on which direction they go with the coaching hire, right? Like, that's
right.
And I think, it's so stupid how we do this sometimes. Like, Sam Darnold should not be a threat to any young quarterback. However, he's played okay, and he is a high draft, former high draft pick. It's like, right, if you're a former high draft pick, or I guess Josh Johnson, you're worth talking about. Like, you know what I mean? It's like the reason why Cam Newton had a hard time finding a landing spot after Carolina, because if you went somewhere with a young quarterback, and you're a bigger name, you are just sort of it's just a fan, right, you struggle. And look, it happens even with some, like, guys who aren't big names. I mean, Mike White, the Jets fans were pounding the table, like, get us Mike White. And obviously he's looked pretty good for the Jets. But, I think P.J. Walker I think Sam Darnold, because of, his draft stock, where he was taken, he's just more likely to be someone who, like, intrinsically we just believe can have another shot at a starting job, whereas P.J. Walker is maybe not.
Okay, I think Sam Darnold has been at best in two opportunities, giving him.
I think that's generous.
Yeah, generous. I said at best. Yeah. Giving him a third crack at something like to me, Sam Darnold becomes a career backup, and there's no shame in that. And sure, then who knows? Maybe you catch lightning in a bottle, and 2 years from now, the starter gets hurt, and you step into a good situation, and you ball out.
I guess the better way of explaining is that if you were a former number two overall pick, there's a very good chance that, like, many coaches around the league have scouted you, or GMs have scouted, right, you, and there could have been some people who really liked you coming out of college that might be interested in taking a shot.
Right. At the risk of their own reputation for being stubborn. Will Brinson. All right, we'll come back. We got a lot of things. We'll talk about Jimmy G. We will talk about and what that does to the whoever it is, be it Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. If Baker Mayfield goes there, have we ever seen two quarterbacks, one Mr. Irrelevant, the last player in the draft, and the other the first? That would be pretty cool.
I'll try to find out during the break.
All right, we'll do that, and we'll talk about the best team maybe in the entire NFL. Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick 6 podcast moderator, joining us. All right, if I gave you a choice, who you got, Philadelphia or Dallas, who is it?
GEICO asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, GEICO can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and GEICO is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to GEICO.com or contact your local agent today.
Of the NFC or the
Let's just say one of those two teams is the best team in the NFL, even though it's probably Kansas City or Buffalo. I think Buffalo, but if it's Philadelphia or Dallas, who you got?
I'll still take Philadelphia.
What if Dallas brings in Odell Beckham Jr. as they are interviewing, I guess, in a way today?
Philadelphia.
Okay.
By the way, like, I think, I mean, you know, you can, we can, you know, recency bias is a real thing, right? So, like, you know, we think about Dallas as just dominant victory over the Colts on
Sunday
night.
Wasn't that dominant? That was a 2-point game entering the fourth quarter, right?
You're making the exact point I was.
No, I'm with you on that. By the way, I just looked at it. I went to bed when Dallas either scored a defensive touchdown or they basically got set up by a defensive play. And it was 33-19. I'm like, all right, this game's over. I wake up, it's 54-19. That game wasn't that. The Colts could have tied it up if they convert their 2-point conversion in the third quarter. So that was a close game. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, Dallas, it never felt like Dallas was really in a ton of danger of losing the game. Yeah. The Colts gave it their full effort. Matt Ryan played okay for stretches. Like, had some, made some big plays. Yeah, there's just too much pass rush. Defense was too good. 33 points is the, it's the tied most ever in NFL history scored in the fourth quarter with the 1920 tied with the 1925 Chicago Cardinals.
I love that. The Chicago Cardinals. Beautiful.
One team scored more. It was somebody scored 34 in the fourth. I can't remember who it was. It was the, somebody, I don't know. I'll look it up.
Probably happened against the UNC. Just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Like, that may have been an FCC violation. I think Philadelphia, though, you look at what they did against the Titans. The Titans are a much, much better team than the Colts. And granted, that was the A.J. Brown revenge game. He said afterwards he took it personally. He played very well. But I thought maybe the most important thing that came out of that Philly win wasn't just how dominant they were against Tennessee, but how dominant they were against the run. Yeah. Because that's been their bugaboo on their defense. If you're picking out one thing that Philly doesn't do great is their run defense. If their run defense is good, look out, because Jalen Hurts is awesome.
Yeah,
he's plus 170, I think, to win the MVP. Patrick Mahomes still favored at minus 110. I think Hurts is very live to win it, especially if they keep truck sticking people. And Philly has a good run game. They have a good pass game. You know, they have an above average defense. Dallas's defense is better than Philly's defense, but I think Philly's offense is better than Dallas's offense, as well as Dak Prescott has played the last few weeks. I'll take Philly, but I think Dallas is certainly moving up the list of NFC teams, especially with the Jimmy G injury.
You know, there's no look. I didn't buy San Francisco in that category anyway, as great as their defense was, because their offense was absolutely sporadic. You had no idea. You turned over a card. Red card, great offense. Black card, bad offense, even with Jimmy G. So as many weapons as they've got, bless Brock Purdy's heart. I hope he's able to get them in the right.
Just 2 points. I would just clerical notes. This is an old Chatham hat. Shout out Mike Lennon. And I think that Joe Giglio is a wonderful human being.
Somebody got texted during the break. All right, that's wonderful. Will Brinson, Pick Six Podcast moderator. All right, let me get to Deshaun Watson's trip back to Houston. It was exactly what we thought it would be. There would be supporters, people asking him to autograph their jerseys, whether it was a Houston Texans jersey or a Cleveland Browns jersey. There was obviously he got booed every time he took a snap for the first half of the game, and he was booed before the game. He refused to address any possible remorse. He was apparently told not to address any possible remorse. Who would tell him that after the game? Was there anything that jumped out at you other than he wasn't good?
No, I mean, he hadn't played an actual NFL game in he said 700 days. I think that might be right.
Yeah.
I mean, he sat out an entire season where he was getting paid and then suspended 11 games. I didn't expect him to look very sharp. Didn't expect him to look good at all. It'll be interesting to see how much he improves over the next few weeks. You would expect, he knocks some of the rust off. And you can you can go back for that revenge game, whatever you want to call it. But I mean, certainly you're going to have some nerves going back to Houston. If you don't, then you're truly a sick human being. And so, that's not the easiest spot in the world. And I don't think the Texans players were getting up to, go after Deshaun or anything like that. But they fought hard and they just gave up three defensive slash special team touchdowns.
Fumble return, interception return, punt return. That's how Cleveland won that game.
Hard to pull off that trifecta. Sure is, Adam.
When you do that, you win. You have to win. You can't, no matter how bad your quarterback is.
I think just looking at, I'm not suggesting that Browns are going to make some kind of run, but there are a couple teams on each side of the bracket that I think are at least interesting, who have terrible records. That, again, I'm not saying any of these teams will make a run,
right?
But the Raiders and the Browns, and the Lions and the Packers, They are five. Three of those teams are 5-7, and the Packers are 5-8. I don't. Right. I can see you. You know, I can see you making that skeptical face. Like,
no, it's fine. I'm more good. I don't hide my skepticism.
I know. It is not me floating that I think these teams will make a run.
Oh, I know.
If any one of those teams were to win out, and you have the Raiders have won 3 straight and could easily be like, God, they could be 7-5 so easily.
I know.
Just not choked a bunch of double digit leads. The Browns did get Deshaun back. I don't think they're necessarily a great team, but that's at least an interesting component. The Lions are kind of hot right now, and the Packers do have Aaron Rodgers and Christian Watson, who's playing incredible football. If one of those teams could win out, I think you could at least see either the Jets or the Giants, maybe Seattle to a degree, maybe Miami to a degree, slip up and struggle down the stretch, and you see one of them steal a spot. I just think it's interesting. Just keep it on your radar. They're in the hunt.
Well, here's the thing. The Jets control that last playoff spot. If they go 3-2 in their last 5, and theoretically it's possible. They don't have an easy schedule for sure. They still have to go to Buffalo. They still play Miami. They're done with New England, which they always will lose to. But if they manage to go 3-2, I think they have the Jaguars and Lions both at home. Theoretically, they win those. Then they just have to figure out, I think they play at Seattle too. So they have to figure out a way to steal that game. If they can do that, I don't know that there's another team that can get to 10-7 that is behind them. Maybe the Chargers can, but the Chargers have shown only that they know how to lose games. They have incredible talent, and I know they're decimated by injuries. I get it. But to me, that's the issue. If the Jets can go 3-2, the Jets are going to claim that last spot in the playoffs and probably be a headache to an extent for whoever they play. The NFC, you basically have, two or three teams fighting for 2 spots at the bottom of the playoff pool? The Commanders and Giants who tied. Giants are ahead, but the Commanders are right there. They played pretty good football.
Yeah. I mean, they both teams should have lost that game, I guess.
Right.
It was like a really close game that was like just terrible to watch.
Shocking. A Commandos game that would be difficult to watch.
I think the last time that the Giants tied was 1999 against the Commandos, actually, which is kind of...
How about that?
Look, Seattle or the Giants just have to win... Basically, you win 2 games and you feel pretty... you win 3 games, you're in. Like, 10 is going to get you in for sure because of just where everybody else thoughts. Or Washington, right? I mean, whoever finds a way to do that. The Giants, the tie is like... It's really a dagger for the Giants, though, because they had that game. I think they had that game kind of won at the end there, and they have to go play Philly this week, and then Washington again next week, the week after that. Excuse me. Whereas Washington gets a bye and then goes and plays the Giants. Right? I mean, that's a
back to back games against the Giants. Is that Washington's schedule? That's fantastic.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the Giants have, like, instead of a bye, the Giants have to play Philly in between the 2 games. Like, that's like one of those is an Oreo and one of those is like a poop sandwich. I mean, that's not ideal.
100%. All right, let me get a quick break in and we'll come back and we'll talk about the fact that apparently the Chiefs cannot beat the Bengals. No shot to beat the I'm sorry, the other way around. Yes, no, I said it right. The Chiefs cannot beat the Bengals. With Will Brinson.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, GEICO can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and GEICO is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to GEICO.com or contact your local agent today.